Ezra's Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis is a tragic one, and that is Chas V'Chalila, if a parent loses a child, do they say Kaddish Li'ilui Nishmasam? The Gemara describes on the top of Lamed Beis, that Chas V'Chalila, a parent could lose a child due to their Averas. It told us, Bavon Nedarim Bonim Mesim, if someone didn't fulfill Nedarim, then Chas V'Chalila, children can die due to that. There was an opinion of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi that thought that it would be relate as well to Bittul Torah. The Gemara quotes an opinion that says Bavon Mezuzah. Then the Gemara quotes other averus as well, like Chala and Truma and Chas V'Chalil Sinas Chinam, all can bring about a severe and a punishment that's Eifshar L'Ta'er. It's impossible to even explain. And that is the death of children. In the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev in Simon Reish Aleph, Rabbi Binyamin Zev ben Matisyo, who was a Rav in northern Greece in the first half of the 16th century, he quotes a very important medrash, which is the source that many bring for Kaddish, and that is Rabbi Akiva saw a tormented neshama, and he asked the neshama what to do for it, and And Shama told him that if his son says Kaddish for him, so then in such a case, that Tzichus will save him from his torment. Shuvas Binyamin Zev brings this story with Rabbi Akiva, this medrash in detail, that the child of the Snifter didn't even know how to read, and Rabbi Akiva taught him how to read and to say Baruch Hu and to Davin, and ultimately, after he taught him how to say Kaddish, the Neshama came to him and said that he was freed from these Yisurim. What we see from this is the idea that we have in Perichelik, writes the Binyamin Zev, Bra Mezaka Abba, that a son could provide Zechuyos for a father. The Binyamin Zev claims, however, Abba Lo Mezake Bre. We don't find in the opposite direction that a father is Mezake a son. Similarly, if we look in our Gemara, we see the notion that children die due to averos of the parents. If anything, the parents' tefillah isn't necessarily a zechus for the child. This is the argument that is advanced in the Sefer Nishmas Yisrael in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoa. And he found Makar in our Gemara. However, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Shavus Yaakov, he disagrees. And he already quotes that there were customs where a father said Kaddish over a child. And he says it's only because when it comes to Yishmael and Esav, that we know that they were Rishonim, so then the Medrash speaks about them not saying Kaddish for Avram and Yitzchak respectively. However, if there's no reason to believe that the parent brought this onish, Chas V'Chalila, on their children, so in such a case, there could be very well a zchus that the parents can bring to the children. As we have an idea, zchus avos lo tama, the Shvus Yaakov is quoted as saying that that applies as well between the average father and child, and not only for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Sefer Kolbo al Avelus, which was written by Yuxiel Greenwald in Columbus, Ohio. I know there's some listeners who listen to this in Ohio. He was a Rav many years ago in Ohio and wrote a very thorough book on Avelus called Kolbo al Avelus. He found that Tosis and Sotan Daf Yud Amebeis says, like the Shvus Yaakov, that only by a child who is a father who is an Oved Avodah Zarah, we have a rule Ein of Matzil Es Beno. However, there are Zchuyos for any other type of father, and therefore there's room for the father to say Kaddish. He quotes also the Sefer El Yozuta, which is in the back of the Sefer of the Levush, quotes a disagreement between father of a Nifter and the other Avelim that didn't want the father to say Kaddish, and the father wanted to say Kaddish. Then they said that the correct approach is with the Avelim, and they searched for a Pshara. However, it seems that if there's no protest, the Kolbo in Avelus goes with the Shvus Yaakov, and not like the approach of the Satmar Rebbe, provided that there's some type of schus that the father has, going with the Tosis and Sota, that it's only in Oved Avodah Zarah, we say Ein Av Matzil Es Benoi. In other words, if the son was not a Baal Avodah Zarah, then there is schuyos that the father will be able to give the son. Finally, I'd like to point out that this statement that we quoted earlier from the Binyamin Zev, that Av mezake al yidei beno, but Abba lo mezake bra, is of course a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Dalid Amid Aleph, and hence we made reference, the Gemara over there speaks about that Avram Avinu was not able to be Matzil Yishmael, and Tosis in Sota, that the Kolbo found, points out that that only applies to a child that's a real Rasha. So in a case, a child does not fall into that category, then it seems that there would be an inyan for the parent to say Kaddish for the child, Chas v'chalila, in that event. This concludes the painful subject that emerges from the painful Gemara on Lamed Beis and Mabes.